20 seconds left, just that we have another speaker. Bernie, 20 seconds, please.
Yeah, this is 10% is really minimal. I don't think that we should reduce it to 5%. And there was, I agree with John Wenger about there are other remedies to get to get voters out, and we need to really concentrate on strategies to do that. Let's not lessen the democracy that the bylaws inspire. Thank you.
Okay. So we'll go to a vote.
Yes.
If you are in favor of the bylaws amendment to reduce the election quorum, please raise your hand. If you are in favor, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11.
John, are you voting?
Yeah, you swear out.
Yeah.
You already got one.
Oh, yeah. Did you count any votes?
You
count,
right?
We were voting on yes.
Don't vote.
If you are in favor of reducing the size of the... Ben didn't vote. I thought you were...
She didn't
vote.
She didn't vote. Everybody.
If you are in favor of the bylaws amendment to reduce the election quorum, you are in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12.
Yes.
12, yes. No.
Wait.
14, yes.
Wait.
He doesn't know. He doesn't know what it is.
Yeah, no.
Just local. No. It's lower in quorum.
No, I meant no. I thought you were asking.
Okay. Jim, were you voting no on that one?
I'm voting no.
Can we read you the vote? If you are in favor of the bylaws amendment to reduce the election quorum.
Point of order. Is it reasonable for us to have to raise our hands rather than maybe a finger, a hand, a hat, nod?
Well, sometimes I can't tell because people hold it here.
Is it reasonable that we all have to put our hand up?
Yeah. For me, it helps me just identify.
Chair,
it.
Chair.
Right. If you are in favor.
I'd like to get a roll call.
Okay.
Chuck Anderson.
Yes.
Ankine Antrim.
Yes.
We're voting on it.
Thanks for being here.
Yes or no? And you can also pass if you want.
You can bring up for this
up. Rodrigo Argueta.
Yes, sir.
Fred Blair.
No.
Lydia Brisson.
Yes.
Steve Brooks.
No.
John Crumshaw.
No.
Ariana Gladney.
Yes.
Ted Graywell.
Yes.
Kim Kaufman.
No.
Nancy Garcia. Fred Klunder.
Yes.
Jim Lafferty.
Yes.
Brenda Medina.
Yes.
Dutch Merrick.
Yes.
Michael Novick.
Yes.
John Parker.
Yes.
Steve Fry.
No.
Lawrence Reyes.
Yes.
Ron Spiestersbach.
Yes.
Richard Vega.
That's great.
John Wenger.
No.
Ankeny Antrim, you passed. How do you vote?
I'll
see. Is there any member present who has not been called or who did not vote?
No.
No, I vote. The yeses are 13. The noes are... No, there are six, and there are two extensions.
Okay. We've got three more guys to go through.
That passed.
Okay, the next one is the next one is. proposed bylaws amendment concerning in-person meetings of the Pacifica National Board, and it is as follows. Eight directors of the Pacifica National Board have proposed an amendment to Article 6, Section 1 of the Pacifica bylaws. The intent of the amendment is to allow greater flexibility and latitude to the board in keeping with the needs and realities of the Pacifica Foundation in any given year. Financial constraints and weather events are among the considerations the board may factor into their yearly scheduling of in-person meetings. The amendment allows for a range of between 1 to 4 meetings per calendar year. The amendment also removes the specificity of naming the month in which in-person meetings are held, and removes the requirement to hold the annual meeting in January, which makes more sense since in 2011, 2012, and 2013, that meeting has been held at the end of February. We've also been unable to hold more than 2 of the existing 4 meetings specified in the bylaws for the last 3 years. Additionally, the language designating the in-person meetings as the quote-unquote regular board meetings has put us in a position of non-compliance with our own bylaws, scheduling in advance regular meetings with regular agendas, yet calling them special meetings, whereas they rarely meet the criteria for special meetings as further defined in the bylaws. This would allow us the option of holding an in-person meeting to hold a special meeting if we choose, for a bylaw convention as just one example, or to focus on one particular station or critical issue. The point is that the bylaws language in this section has served to box us in rather than allowing our established practice or facilitating what we are able to comply with at this time. So we take 2 pros and 2 cons.
So show of hands of pros.
Okay. This is the second year So this is the second year that this has been proposed, and I'm hopeful that it will pass. In 2010, before I got on the PMB, we spent $110,000 on in-person PMB meetings. And that's in addition to like 2 meetings monthly on the telephone. So when I got on the board in 2011, I proposed repeatedly to reduce those meetings. I wanted it to 1, but we got it down to at least 2, so instead of 110, we spent about $60,000 for that time. But we're out of compliance with the bylaws by so doing, and the only reason we ended up doing that is because we were completely broke. Also, the in-person meeting in January, where you see the new directors, is bound by the language in the bylaws, meaning it has to be an in-person meeting, or that has been the interpretation of some. And in January is where we have the greatest cash flow challenges. That's when we're the most broke in the foundation and the least able to fund an in-person meeting. So this amendment facilitates both. It doesn't say we can only have 1 or we can only have 2. It simply says it permits us, you know, if we can afford more, or we need to, a bylaws convention, we need to have 4 meetings to vote on new bylaws or something, we can. But right now, we really can't afford costly in-person meetings. And so I strongly urge that we vote yes on this amendment.
A con? Is there anybody who knows? Michael?
Well, if there's no time, you're going to say time and go.
Okay.
Yeah, get my opinion. Not precisely that I'm against it, but at least for the, you know, the year that I was there, I could see also that in person meetings, you know, were better, you know, than the phone. I mean, the phone was incredible, wasting time. Actually, for some of us, if we didn't understand, you know, totally English, it was even harder to understand, you know, everyone was talking, like, some people wouldn't show up, you know, you didn't know who it was, and I was like, mess, you know, really, at least for me, maybe it just happened to me. But the in-person meetings, you are there all day long, for the days that you are there, and you work doing, you know, whatever has to be done. You know, that's the good thing about the in-person meetings. You know, the phone meetings is a waste of time. I mean, so many hours wasted there. I regret, you know, I was there.
Okay. We'll take a vote. If you are,
no,
oh,
I'm in favor. Comment.
Have to.
Or you can have Jen. Okay, let's see your Jen.
No.
Can we call for the vote?
I think
I'm
speaking
in favor of two reasons. One is I think that it's been a huge financial drain on the network, and one of the arguments that is raised against governance is that it's so costly to have the national board meetings face to face. And the second is that in practice we're violating our bylaws year by year because we have a theoretical requirement to have four. So I think that eliminating that requirement so that it's 1-4 allows us the flexibility to deal with our financial situation and with other needs as they come up. It's obvious that if you have a 3-day meeting, you're going to get a lot more work than you're going to get done on a telephone call. But I don't think we have the luxury of flying people all across the country to get together person to person for 3 or 4 days in a row and put them up in the hotel the way we have done in the past.
Okay, we'll take a minute and a half
of public comment.
We've got
3:30
seconds.
Israel, can you go over there?
Just walk to where the mic is.
Yeah.
I really don't need the mic.
We're recording. Okay, the more is the better, you know, in all of these cases. I think something that came to me as we were doing this thing is SurveyMonkey. And as just a listener or sponsor coming to this thing, it's frustrating, you know, how this is. But if I could get, you know, also I wanted to know, is there any reporting on these meetings specifically? Because I think that we should have, you know, maybe a guy listening, listener sponsor, totally just objectively talking about what's going on here. Because the comments, look, we can improve, we need to have some serious directive comments, and let's move on like a Survey Monkey so that more people can answer questions about what's doing.
The minutes for the meetings are posted online on KPSTF.
But as a listener, I should just be getting an email saying read it or don't. But you know, we should just be offered.
You give me your email.
WholeEarthBuilder@mac.com.
It's good to have a range, but the range ought to be 1-5. There are 5 stations that people are on for 1 year. Ideally, in my view, this may be irrelevant, but I want to say it anyhow. Ideally, they should spend 1 day at each station meeting staff and local boards and so on. That should be part of it. Otherwise, why go to all the stations? Why not have it in some central place? And as far as saving money, you can save money by getting people put people up. We've done that in earlier years before any of you were on the board. So, again, the thing is purpose and function, purpose and function. And then the matter of money and numbers and so on will fall into place.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Okay, we'll go to a vote now. If you are in favor of the proposed bylaws amendment concerning in-person meetings of the Pacifica National Board, if you are in favor, please raise your hand. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 11, 12, 13, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18. Yes? If you're opposed? 1. Abstention? 9. Okay, we are on to the next one, which is the voluntary dissolution and prohibition against sharing foundation profits and assets. Is there a way to summarize this one? Is there a way to summarize this? Can you just give a summary on this?
Yes, the last two amendments, I think, require an attorney's opinion.
Corporate counsel.
No, not necessarily corporate counsel. We have Is this the one on the Houston station?
This is the
station of AFTA. Yeah, because it doesn't, I know that they have their local needs, as we do, like for this building, for the nonprofit, we have to keep paying taxes. But it's something then that is not specific to them in the bylaws, that instead affects all of the stations because it's general, can affect all of our properties because I work in real estate. I know that all of that it can have far-reaching effects of what the language is. The PMB, I have no knowledge of having received any legal counsel. We may have had some, but I don't know. You have to have legal counsel about the various disciplines that this is going to affect. In particular, tax attorneys, which we don't have. Our general counsel is not a tax attorney, for example. And should I go on the second one? Because I think activities should be postponed for that same reason. And so I'm going to move to postpone this until we receive adequate legal counsel, and I'm going to make the same motion for the second amendment as well.
Because the foundation name? One other time. The foundation name?
So I second move to postpone.
Are there any objections? Seeing none, we will postpone. The name of this corporation is Pacifica Foundation and shall be referred to in these bylaws as the foundation. Oh, I'm sorry. Here's the rationale. Last year, the foundation changed the name of the foundation to Pacifica Foundation Radio, and the bylaws should reflect this change. Without this change, the corporation doing business as the Pacifica Foundation Radio has no effective bylaws. Yes, I'm going to move to postpone for two reasons. Number one, the reason we lost the name was because we didn't file our statement to the state in time, so someone came through and called it. However, the founders of the foundation did a federal registry, trademark registry of our name. So we have an attorney that's supposed to be working on this. We haven't had any report back as to how that is progressing. He guaranteed us that we could get our name back. We just have to fight. There's some doctor that scooped it up or something, but we are entitled to it. It's federally protected. My concern is that A, we haven't had legal advice on this, and number two, all of our grantees, all of our properties, all of our licenses of all of our stations is in the name of the Pacifica Foundation. I can't even imagine what we will have to go through legally if we try to change the name when our name is protected. So at this point, I say, not until we get legal counsel.
So moved.
Yeah. So I move to postpone.
Second.
Are there any objections to postpone? Seeing none. We will adjourn.
I have a question.
Yes, please.
So will we have this by next month?
I certainly hope so. I mean, we didn't get.
Thank you, Jen.
What happened was
both, that. Right, on both of them.
Yes, I mean, what happened this last time was also that on the Pacifica website is that we would announce the meeting that the PMB would vote, and that wasn't done on the website in a timely fashion. For one thing, plus we didn't get to it anyway on the agenda. So I am going to strongly motivate several of us to be motivating to please get written legal advice from the specialty of the individual. And we have an attorney working on it, anyway. We have until, by the way, I passed out the timeline for the bylaws. We have February the 7th to pass these bylaws. So we have plenty of, we have at least two meetings that we can still vote on.
Just a point of personal privilege before we adjourn, I would appreciate if other board members would take some time to assist in closing down the tables and collecting all of the electronic equipment and repackaging it so we can take it back upstairs. Thank you.
Thank you everybody for
Don't call the chair. Thank you, Pat. Thank you, Brad.